We are going, heaven knows how we are going, but we know we will. Dun, dun,
dun, yes, we will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there, but we know we will. Yes, we will get there.
Idea of, oh, it's a bunch of women and they're all getting together and they're all wearing silk robes and they all have flowers and it's all peaceful and all full of joy, you know, whatever. And we're not, you know, we come in there and if we're cranky or whatever, we say, you know, I'm cranky, I'm sorry, I'm out of sorts, I'm, you know, whatever. And we're just real and we're already empowered women. You know, we're bright, we're feisty, we're strong, we're compassionate, and we're caring. Our music is an expression of that more than a prop for it. We sing from who we already are.
And just who are they? Kaya is Bloomington's all-women a cappella world music ensemble, promising to take audiences on a musical journey from the raucous to the sublime. Kaya has performed at Bryan Park, the Waldron Arts Center, the Edible Lotus fundraiser, and is part of a local consciousness-raising event on global climate change. Founded in October 2004, the group performs music that spans the range from Yiddish folk songs to Zuni lullabies, Czech mountain haulers to African-American spirituals. Kaya founder Carol Adair elaborated.
In addition to world music, we also do jazz, blues, spirituals, original music. We do alternative rock and pretty much anything else we like to do. So the range of our repertoire reflects the range of the musical backgrounds of our members. And that's because anybody can bring music in. It can be a CD, it can be sheet music, it can be something they learned at a workshop, they just sing to us. And we decide, okay, is this a Kaya-sounding sort of thing or not? And we just take it from there. We talk about Kaya-fying a piece. And that's just, okay, here it is on paper, but you know that's only a starting point. How do we make this ours? And one of the things that happened with one of the pieces that we do, it's called Mangwani Empulele. And I understand this was popular in the 60s. And it was done in 3/4 time. It's a Xhosa song from South Africa. So we were rehearsing it at one point, and we added some drums to it and things like that. And I don't know how it happened, but by the end of it, we had turned it into a 4/4 calypso. And it was cool, and we like it. And so we do it at the end of shows a lot of time, get people dancing and things like that. And that's part of just the magic of music, and that's what I think we have to get to, is just what's inside this piece. It's not just on the paper.
Another South African song that's gotten the Kaya treatment is Singa Bahambayo, which was popular during the freedom movement. The Zulu words translate as, we are leaving this world, but we have a home in heaven.
Singa Bahambayo Tina Kulonga Bake Pasine Kaya Ezuini. Singa Bahambayo Tina Kulonga Bake Pasine Kaya Ezuini. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Singa Bahamba Yotina, Kulonga Bake Pasine Kaya, Ezuini. Singa Bahamba Yotina, Kulonga Bake Pasine Kaya, Ezuini. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kaya performing the South African freedom anthem, Singa Bahambayo, in a recording made at their concert at the John Waldron Arts Center in March 2006. What with the international university community, the ethnomusicology program, and the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival, Bloomington audiences are well informed about world music. I asked Carol how authentically the group sought to represent their international repertoire.
Well, the question of authenticity, and I'm going to put quotation marks around that, constantly comes up, and something we continually discuss. We listen to field recordings. We get translations of any foreign language pieces. We also try to find native speakers, so that way we can learn how to pronounce the lyrics right. And we also try to understand the cultural context of a piece, so that way we understand, okay, if you know this is part of a political movement or something, what was happening at the movement at the time. We're going to try our best to pronounce the lyrics correctly and to express to a certain extent the cultural meaning, but ultimately every piece is an expression of some aspect of Kaya. The way that I look at it is that we honor the culture by not trying to pass ourselves off as representatives of it. We're more interested in expressing what the piece means to us now, in our time and place, than in presuming to speak for others in another time and place. They can speak for themselves.
Kaya member Amy Jackson elaborated on the idea of cultural sensitivity.
I have found the group to be extremely sensitive to engaging in a discussion of whether or not a piece is appropriate for the group to be singing. So there is music that, although we find extremely powerful and beautiful, because it might be very specific to a faith tradition and sung within a faith tradition context, that we would never consider bringing that piece of music to Kaya for a performance, because we recognize that that needs to be sung within a particular context and we don't represent that context.
Carol stressed the importance of bringing music into a new context and the inevitability of the music's evolution.
Music belongs to everyone. Mm-hmm. It's part of the human experience. And so many cultures have died. So many cultures have been ripped apart. And in many cases, all that's left is their music. And so in a certain way, to the best of our ability, we try to express that music. It'll never be the way that, you know, the original people sang it, but it's folk music. It always changes anyway. It's a living, organic thing, as anyone who knows anything about world music knows. It's not the same piece sung for 100 years. So this is just what we do with it now.
Amy Jackson.
It would be a very exciting experience for me to know that someone heard something that we sang and decided to then delve further into the experience of what that musical tradition is all about. I would never see myself outside of the context of my own faith tradition, for instance, participating in a group that only focused on one cultural or faith tradition. To me, that would be completely inauthentic for me to pass myself off as representative of another community. And I don't think that anyone comes to our concerts thinking that that's what we're trying to do. But I do know that I've had my own experience of hearing a group perform and then saying that something really grabbed hold of me and struck a chord within me, and then I want to learn more about that music. So that's mm-hmm. That would be a very powerful experience to know that we had sparked that inside of someone else.
Performing international music in Bloomington can set the stage for some surprising encounters. Carol offered an example.
One of the coolest things that we saw happen at a farmer's market was there is an Asian woman standing listening to us, and we started to sing Hotaru Koi, which is a Japanese round, and her eyes lit up and her whole body just sort of shook, and this total delight came over her, and she just was riveted through the whole thing. And we realized we have made this connection with this woman, that she has remembered something that is meaningful to her, and she was able then to make a connection with where she has come from. And it was totally unexpected, and it was really one of the most meaningful things that we've seen happen.
Kaya performing the Japanese round Hotaru Koi. Amy described another experience in which music served as the ultimate ambassador.
Well, and at our concert last year in March, there were some Israelis, and we had a few Hebrew and traditional Israeli folk pieces in our concert. And afterwards, their words to me were that they were so caught off guard by the fact that they suddenly felt represented in a positive way, that here they are, strangers in a strange land, and for a brief moment, they felt like somebody gets us and somebody cares that we're here.
Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, a traditional Hebrew folk song arranged for Kaya by Amy Jackson. The song uses both Hebrew and Arabic lyrics that translate as, "There will be peace for us and all the world." I asked Amy how singing in Kaya dovetailed with a dream of world peace.
I feel like the experience of creating music together, and especially in a setting of a cappella world music or a cappella music in general, we rely very heavily on one another's voices and on feeling connected to one another in the moment. Unlike when you're singing with instrumental background, there's a little bit of a sense with the instruments that you can rely on those instruments to carry things through. There isn't that opportunity and when you're singing a cappella. So it is so important for us to be very connected and in tune with one another, to trust one another to help lift each other up, and to also know that you are a person who's being trusted at that moment. And so in my view of things, it is all about building relationships of trust, which is what peacemaking is about, and it's the opposite of distance and war. If we have relationships of trust, there isn't space within that for hatred.
Kaya's repertoire includes classics of the peace movement. Here's their rendition of the African-American spiritual, Down by the Riverside. Kaya with Down by the Riverside in an arrangement by Sweet Honey in the Rock. Kaya's peacemaking enterprise does not preclude having fun and cutting up. Here's their arrangement of a song written from the tormented perspective of a determined dieter.
This is the last time, this time I will win. It took a long time to gain this weight. It will take a someone will adore me when my ribs show clearly, and I'm thin even when I sit down. Someone will admire these gorgeous arms and legs when I'm only 100 pounds.
Yeah, right.
I bought a doctor's scale on sale today. It takes up half the bathroom.
It's really ugly.
But I know it's going to help me reach my goals. I get so dizzy when I stand up fast. And I don't feel like dancing, but I know I'm gonna do it this time. For sure. Pesto. Fatso's eating donuts. With cream filling. I sing Jimmy. And I am so glad I am not like them.
That's Fatso by Jonathan Brook and The Story, performed by Kaya. The group's founder, Carol Adair, shared her perspective on Kaya's eclecticism.
We're not there to be a spiritual group, and we're not there to be a support group, and we're not there to be a choir. You know, we're there right now, seven strong, sassy women, to throw down some really cool music. So, and then by doing that, we can create a connection that we would consider, many of us would consider spiritual.
And when I woke up, I was sure it was true, so I weighed myself just to make sure and drank Diet Coke.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.